Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. I'm Dusty Donis, joined now by Keith Crescine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, on our Thursday Locker Room Chats. Coach, opened out district play on Friday night against a Lynn team that I think a lot of people were kind of unsure about how that might come out. And man, you guys came and responded well and opened with a win 53-6 over the Bulldogs. Alex threw for over 100 yards. Ty Brummer ran for over 100 yards. What were your overall thoughts of that district opener?
Well, we were really pleased by the way that we came out right away. You know, Lynn, we knew that they lost a couple kids from graduation, and we knew what we lost, you know, just comparing them that there. But, Dusty, we played extremely well. Defensively, again, we just keep getting better. Lynn did have some injuries, so they had to shuffle some kids around, you know, to their credit. And their best player was playing at an offensive guard, and he never played any defense. So, you know, that hurt him a little bit. But, again, offensively, we were able to get things going by moving the ball on the ground, throwing the ball. We went, I think, 10 to 12 for 125 yards or so, ran the ball for 150. You know, it was just a really balanced attack. You know, you wouldn't have told me what the score was because it seemed like it was a lot closer. But our kids made some plays. You know, defensively, we had two interceptions. Fumble recovery, little things like that there throughout a ball game add up. And we just fed off of that there because Lynn was bigger. I'm going to say they were stronger than us. But we have kids at the point of the attack, and we made plays.
Ben hits a field goal to win the game from like 35 yards out. What's the mindset of the kids, and how excited are they when you can end a game like that?
Well, you know, they were really excited. You know, I didn't really anticipate him making it. Ben's got a great leg. We spend time working on field goal. We did in junior high. It's just something that I think you got to have in your arsenal, no matter how good you are. We tried a PAT kick earlier, and it was ugly. I mean, it got 2 feet off the ground, I think. Of course, we had poor timing from the snap to the hold to his approach. So I didn't go out there thinking that, you know, we were going to make it. But it was a 27-yarder. Not the 30, because I seen that in the paper, but you know, anyway, he's got the leg. I mean, he can kick it, I'm going to say, from 40 plus yards, but yet the edges are short on playing 8-man. But again, that was exciting for Ben as well as the rest of the team. And it seems like we just kind of feed off of one another, and that's something that we've been talking about, showing a little bit more enthusiasm. Yes, it is fun when you win the game and do different things by kicking a field goal, having interceptions, you know, and things like of that nature there. But we're just coming together as a group. We're trusting one another defensively, offensively. But again, credit goes to the offense and defensive line this week here against Lynn again. Offensive line, we got out and put our hats on somebody and went until the whistle blew because they were pretty tough up. They liked to blitz, and Ty found some openings and stuff. But we're pleased, especially one being a district game, really unsure of what Lynn brought on the table. But our St. John's Tipton Blue Jays showed the pride and played with a lot of heart.
We're talking with Keith Crescine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We're back after the break with the preview of the Tescott game coming up on district play on Friday night after this timeout on KD Country 94.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And back in the locker room chats, Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. We're still with Keith Christina, coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jays. Now, coach, you'll continue on with district play Friday night. You go to Tescott. This is a team that's 0-5. They're 0-1 in the district, playing with just 8 healthy players in this game coming up on Friday. They only have 9 on their roster. So it's been a tough go for Coach Walker and his group. What are your thoughts on Tescott Friday?
It has been a tough go for them down at Tescott. But I'm going to tell you what, Coach Walker, I got a whole lot of respect for him year in and year out. No matter what he has on the field, he gets the most out of his kids as any coach out there in the state. He's dealt with low numbers this year, and he's still plugging away. His kids are working extremely hard. It's one of them games that I think, playing with some injuries that we got, we got to go out and take care of business. We're feeling good because of how we're playing right now. We are playing still a lot of underclassmen that don't have the experience playing in games to where maybe you are better than the team. We spend a lot of time talking about you never overlook no one. And, this is a good teaching point for our young kids that don't have a lot of varsity experience, that you show up and play them like they're the Pike Valleys, the Rock Hills, the Osborns, and leave it out there on the field, because the Tescott kids, they're going to come out and they're going to leave everything on the table out there for them. Also, you want to continue to improve to get better for the following weeks, and that's something this year that we've made strides of getting better. We got to carry that out this game.
It's Keith Christine, the coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jays, here in the locker room chats on Katie Country 94. Coach, thank you for the time, and best of luck out at Tescott Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and katiecountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 on Friday night.
Our St. John Sipton locker room chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Spring Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Spring Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Millen Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com.
Dusty Dunn is joined now by Drew Dunsky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach Northern Valley on Friday night says the open-out district play out at Almena. 8-0 at the end of one quarter, but they got you 30-0 in the second quarter and ended up winning 46-0 after their first possession of the third quarter into the game there. Just kind of looking back on Friday night, what were your overall thoughts of the loss at Northern Valley?
Yeah, man, I'll give credit to Northern Valley because I thought they played well and they kind of countered some of the stuff that we were doing well. But I don't think we played very well. We're in good defensive position a lot of times. We miss tackles and we're not tackling. And, you know, I know it's hard to work on tackling in practice when you've got 10 guys and you don't want to get anybody hurt. But, I mean, you know, we're in the positions. We just got to make plays. And, you know, offensively, we had some good drives at the start of the first quarter. And then, turnovers just kind of killed us. And that's kind of been what's happened the last few games. You know, I think we've averaged probably 4 or 5 turnovers a game in the last 3. And you know, we got to work on that and clean things up a little bit.
You know, I did the game, obviously, and I felt kind of the same way that everything you're saying there. I just didn't feel like Northern Valley was probably a 46-point better-than-you team when you kind of weigh out all the things that happened, though, in the game. You had some things that didn't go your way. Really looking at that, after Northern Valley scored that first touchdown and Peyton had a 70-yard touchdown return on a kickoff that got called back for a hold, how much does that bring your team down when something like that happens, when you feel like, man, we're right back into this game?
Right. And I think it's especially hard for us as much as we've struggled this year. I think we've scored 4 touchdowns up to that point, 4 or 5, you know. So it's not like we've been scoring a lot. And when you get a big play like that and it gets called back, I mean, you know, it just kind of takes the air out of your tires and just kind of deflates you a little bit. But, I mean, it is what it is, and you got to get over that. You got to come back from that and persevere, I guess. But, when we get big plays and things like that, we're really successful and we're doing good things, and then the penalty has to get called back. I mean, it's tough for a team. It's tough for a team like us.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, in the locker room chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next district game, which is Sylvan Lucas, coming up Friday night. We'll talk about that one on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Back on the locker room chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights football team. Coach, you continue in district play now after the tough loss to Northern Valley. It doesn't really get easier for you. It doesn't look like, anyway, on paper. Sylvan Lucas coming in with a record of 5-0. I think that after what happened with them last year, and you guys were part of that in this week of the season a year ago where you knocked them off and they ended up losing 2 district games after coming out strong to start the district play against Stockton. But you can sense that they're playing with kind of a bit of a different purpose this year after failing to make the qualify for the playoffs last year. What are your thoughts on Sylvan Lucas and what they bring to the table here in 2017?
Yeah, we knew Sylvan was going to be, a good team, just, how we played them last year. I mean, we won the game last year, but it was still a hard-fought good game. And, on paper and on film, I would say that Sylvan is probably the leader in our district of who people probably think are going to make it out, and win the district. And, watching their film, they look good. I mean, they're not going to They're not going to try any fancy tricks or spread it out, you know. They're going to run, you know, hard-nosed football. They like to run inside, and they run a really good option. The Haber kid, he's a big kid. He runs hard, and they're quick, too. And, like I said before, we struggle with being in the position and making the right plays on defense. You know, we've missed so many tackles, especially when you're going against a player who is quick or big and might be a little bit more shiftier than we are and can make us miss. So, we're stressing that in practice this week that, you know, we got to make plays on defense. You got to tackle. If you can't get them wrapped up and taken down, you got to hold until someone else can get there and flow into the ball like that. But, Sylvan's big and physical, and we're going to have our work cut out for us on Friday.
How much are you trying to, like, get it into the minds of your kids that anything can happen still in this district? Because, as we talked about last year, this district was crazy. Stockton, they lost by 40 in the first game of district play, and they won the district. So how much are you trying to ingrain that in your kids' minds here this week?
Well, we talked about it yesterday at practice where, you know, I wasn't mad about what happened at Northern Valley, but I don't think we played our best football. But, you know, our season's not over with. Mm-hmm. Everybody's either 1-0 or 0-1, and we still got a chance to win the district if we want to and if we can play well. So, we control our destiny just like every other team in our district does, and that's what we're trying to, you know, keep the boys' heads up and keep their spirits alive because, you know, we still have a chance to make the playoffs, and that was one of our goals at the beginning of the season.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against Sylvan Lucas Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and NextEd.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? NextEd Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact NextEd today for a free network security consultation.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Dusty Donis joined now by Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Another nice victory for your team on Friday night, Brock. You go out to Tescott and win 66-16. I know looking at the stats and hearing from some of the people that were at the game that you got quite a few guys into the game, and you were able to pick up that 50-point victory. What stood out the most in your district opener on Friday night?
Oh, just going out and executing the game plan the way we wanted to do it. And, Tescott, I feel for them. They suited up 8 on Friday. I think they had like 9 outs of football. And just going off past experiences, my own personal experiences, it is not easy anytime you go out to football field, to the football field with 8 or 9 guys on your team. I had to deal with that a little bit in high school my last couple of years. And it's not easy to practice. It's not easy to game plan. It's not easy to go out on Friday and compete like that because you just never know, what might happen and what type of curveballs I could throw at you as a team. So, hats off to them. They came out. They gave it everything they had, and we were able to come out on offense and really, you know, I'd get some quick scores put up, and I think after the first quarter we were up in the 30s or something like that. And the second quarter really allowed us to bring our second units out and our third units out and really see what, you know, they could do against a certain competition level. And you know, Teskett's eight guys really made our second, third teams really work and made some of them, you know, it's good for them because they kind of see where they're at this point in the season, so they haven't got to play a whole lot of JV ball. The JV games are pretty, few and far between these days, not with the numbers around this area. So it's good for those guys to get to play. And like I said, Teskett battled, stayed in there. You know, it would have been real easy for one guy on that field to say, you know, I'm not feeling it, or I'm hurt or something like that. The next thing you know, that throws the whole game out of whack when one player goes down. So I thought Teskett did a great job, and we were able to get some guys out there that hadn't played a whole lot this year, and it was kind of just a good experience for everybody.
We're talking with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills football team. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the big district showdown coming up with Pike Valley on Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. There's great savings out through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato Meat Department. They have ground pork, fresh and lean family packs for $1.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have Best Choice Sour Cream, selected varieties, 8 ounce for just 69 cents. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, getting set for Pike Valley coming up on Friday night. Both teams undefeated going into this contest at 5-0 and 1-0 in the district. I know you had a similar situation last year where you're looking forward to going into this matchup with Pike Valley, and then you went to Scandia and they beat you 58-8. I'm sure that provides some motivation for your kids here this season to try to right that wrong. What are your thoughts on Friday night against the Panthers?
Well, you know, like I said, 2-5-0 teams going into a week 6 game. I know Pike Valley had lost last year to Osborne, so it wasn't quite the same situation, but it was.
Yeah.
And Pike Valley, you know, was the front runner in the district last year, and I think people knew that. And you know, we went in last year just kind of unsure where we were, and I think a lot of our guys on our team, including coaches, were just disappointed with how we went into that game, and really just kind of got whiplash right away and got down a couple scores. And instead of responding and reacting, I felt like some of us really got down on ourselves and put ourselves in a hole. And then when you do that against a team like Pike Valley, man, the floodgates open and things went south real fast. So we've been really preaching that this year, that, you know, Pike Valley is still a really, really good team, you know, best team that's probably in the district easily. And you know, if we play our best football, if we come out and execute like we have the last few weeks, it's going to be a different level of competition we're going against. But we come out and execute and do what we can on both sides of the ball, we believe we can compete with these guys. And we've seen a lot of film now. We've studied them. We think we have an idea of, you know, what they do well and what maybe we can take advantage of. But like I said, we got to come out and play really, really good football. If we start making mental errors, making mistakes, not executing assignments, you know, consistently, it's not going to be good. So we got to come out and make sure we have a good game plan in place, make sure we follow that game plan, make sure we execute it. And I think if we play our best football, I think we can hang in there with Pike Valley, but we've got to be able to do just that.
I know we talked about all season, really, that you know, in the preseason pub was a lot about Lane Peters and Cole Strickler and the speed that they have in that backfield with their sprinters on the track. But we've kind of seen Devontae Hammer come to the forefront for this Pike Valley team. What do you see from him on film, and what concerns you the most about how he runs that offense?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, ever since these kids were in junior high, there's people from all over talking about you know, Hammer and Strickler and Peters and Heath White and some of the other kids in that class that are just unbelievable talents. You know, when they were in seventh grade, I remember them running relays at eighth grade or junior high track meets, and a lot of their times were beating high school track meets. So you knew there was something there. Hammer just he's grown so much over the 4 years at quarterback. He played a little bit as a freshman, and just every year he has gotten better. And he, like you said, people really you know, talked about the speed of Strickler and Peters, and it's definitely there, believe me. Those are the big weapons. But Devontae Hammer does a really good job of running the offense, and what we've seen on film is when some plays break down against even Osborne, his ability to scramble and get out of the pocket and go get yards himself, that's been really impressive. So we got to make sure that, you know, you try to get guys eyeing and spying on Peters and Strickler, but at the same time, once you're taking them out of the ball game, number five is going to be able to do his own thing. So there's just a lot of different weapons they have, and those are just three. We're still talking about, you know, we got Heath White at the other tight end, and the Carlgren kid is a kid that doesn't get talked about enough. He is one of their top, you know, their leaders on defense with tackles, and he runs the fullback position quite a bit too, and he is a hard runner. He's one that just doesn't get talked about very much. So they've got athletes at every position, and guys that are very serviceable and know what the game plan is and do a good job of executing. So, like I said, we've got to really play good football, and if we can do that, I think we can stick with them.
Rock Hills Coach Brock McMillan here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Pike Valley on Friday.
All right, thanks, Duffy.
Fans can hear that game from Rock Hills High School in Mankato on Friday night. Pregame coverage at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Chad Halleck on the call Friday night from Mankato on Katy Country 94. Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
No Mess of Savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have fresh family packs of 80% lean ground beef, $2.49 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. No Mess of Savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have best choice tomatoes or beans, 14.5 to 15.5 ounce selected varieties, 2 cans for 88 cents. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're with Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here on our Locker Room Chats this week. Coach, you moved to 5-0, a nice 50-0 district opening win at Stockton on Friday night, called early in the third quarter. What do you guys do the most that gave you success and able to shut out Stockton?
You know, we knew coming in that we thought we'd have some success with practice and passing game, and you know, that proved to be true. It kind of loosened up because their run defense is pretty good. They do a nice job. The Sard kid at the linebacker tackles well. He reads. He moves well. So we were able to get some play action pass stuff in, which kind of loosened them up, I think, just a little bit.
I know that you were concerned a little bit about what they could do offensively with their quarterback, Booker. I mean, their 0-4 record probably wasn't indicative of some of the things they were able to do offensively. How pleased were you with the defensive performance of holding them to no points?
You know, Stockton was dinged. The Booker kid didn't play. I don't know what happened for sure. Maybe a concussion from the week before. Mm-hmm. So that kind of changed him a little bit. Same way on the offensive side of the ball, that the Bassard kid ran hard, you know, and the little quarterback they had replacing him, he did okay, you know. He's not the type of athlete the Booker kid is yet, but you know, he didn't kill him. But it's just you know, you take a good kid like that away, it makes a big difference.
I know last week also we talked about the importance of getting up off to a really good start in district play. Do you feel like your kids did the necessary things as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, I think so. You know, in our district, you know, you recall last year it was a mess by the time it was over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if a team doesn't show up and play in this district, it's going to get, you know, we're going to have the same ending because, you know, I think teams are a lot more similar than it looks like on paper. So, you know, it's going to be interesting how it all plays out.
We're talking with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this week's matchup for Sylvan Lucas in district play as they take on Lakeside at home coming up Friday night. It's on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com as we're still with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas football team. Coach, you get Lakeside coming up on Friday night. They're 0-5, but they played a really tough schedule to start the season, especially those first four games, and took on an improving Northern Valley team last week, lost 46-0 early in the third quarter. When you look at Lakeside, what do you expect to see from their group coming up Friday night when you host them?
You know, they're going to be physical. They got a pretty good backfield. I think they returned five kids that started last year. So, you know, they're going to show up and play. It's a matter of, you know, containing a couple kids, tackling. Like I said, they're going to be physical. You know, I expect them to show up and you know, try to come downhill on us and do some of that stuff. But, you know, it's going to be a matter of us doing what we can do and hoping some things go our way.
At the end of that last segment, you talked about how last year this district ended up being kind of messed up, a lot of different teams in different spots during the district season. And I know you guys had high aspirations last year, and then Lakeside was the first team that clipped you there in Downs. How much motivation do the kids have knowing that and wanting to put on a good performance against the Knights coming up Friday?
Oh, I think it plays a little into it. You know, I hope our kids want to show up every week. I hope it doesn't take a ton of motivation for them to show up and want to play on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. But, you know how kids feel. We went up there last year. I think we got beat by a couple touchdowns. Didn't feel we played real well. But, you know, we didn't take care of business for a couple weeks in a row there. We didn't take care of business. So, you know, we remind them of that often. So we're making sure that they know what we have to do. And now it's kind of up to them to make sure we show up and do what we're supposed to do.
When you look at this team now as you progress, you've started 5-0, and looking at how everything's going with this experienced group, do you feel that you're where you expected to be right now, or how's the development and that, things of that nature going this season for you?
You know, they've done a good job. We saw some stuff on film, of course, that we didn't really like that we're hoping we correct. And it's that time of year, too. You got kids with little injuries here and there. They're going to have to fight through. They can't change how they play. They still have to play the way we expect them to play. And yeah, but overall, I'm pleased with where they're at. I'm pleased with how they work. Great group of kids, and they just, you know, they want to be out there. They want to do a good job, and that makes my job fun.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck on Friday night against Lakeside.
Thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.